These are the best bits of Colm and Lucy in the morning.
Welcome to a new episode of Colm and Lucy in the Morning, the best bits. We podcast the best bits from the show every week, and this week it's as random as ever.
From a woman who had a crocodile as a pet to people who had perm haircuts back in the day.
We discovered that producer Jeremy has one of the loudest nose blows in Ireland.
Oh, also a discussion about people who don't like hugging.
It's all here. So this is exotic pets. This is weird pets that people have had. Now you asked the question, did anyone ever have a pet piranha?
Morning guys, happy Monday. I want to talk about fish. We were growing up, we had piranhas.
There you go.
But they weren't your usual piranhas that you put your hand in and
You
know, leave looking like the skeleton. They were vegetarian piranhas.
Vegetarian.
And they only ate like beans and lentils and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
They wouldn't actually eat meat. So, yeah. I think they're the ones that must have set off this whole vegan vegetarian trend back in the day.
Okay.
Happy Monday. Have a good one.
Happy Monday.
Okay. Yeah,
Vegetarian piranha.
So you can order a vegetarian piranha.
But you want a piranha.
Well, some people do. Now, we did have an aquarium once in the house. I had loads of crazy angelfish and stuff. But yeah, some people love their fish, if you know what I mean. They love them.
Yeah.
So you'd eat the piranha. Okay, let's go over here. So all we know here is that Chloe says, never let your neighbour mind your pet shark. Yeah?
Morning, Colm and Lucy. Growing up, my dad was mad into all different animals. We had budgies, we had dogs, we had fish. But one story that I always say to my friends, and they all laugh out, is that we had pet sharks for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And we had red tails with silver tails, like they were a cool conversation piece. I was only about 10 or 11 when we had them. But the sad ending for them was we went to Orlando once Christmas, and it was the Christmas, it was 2010, it was bad snow. And when we came back, our neighbour was looking after our fish. And when we came back, sharkies always jump out of tank. So they jump out of tank and he found them on the floor dead.
Oh no.
So that was the end of our sharks and our fish scenario, like kind of situation we had going on. We had a massive tank in the sitting room and all, but that was our exotic animal. Was we had three pet sharks.
Wow, there you go, three pet sharks.
I'm pretending this isn't happening.
No, this is happening, Lucy.
It's happened.
It's happening. Are you ready for the crocodile?
No, I'm not.
Oh, let's just do the crocodile and then head off.
Hi, Colm and Lucy.
Hey.
On the subject of weird pets, I once owned a crocodile for about half an hour. I was living in Cuba at the time, and a friend and I had visited a farm where they were raising them.
Yeah.
And he decided it would be a good idea to buy one and convinced me. It was only about $20.
Right.
So we did. And we were about to leave, and I kind of rethought and figured it wasn't the best idea.
Yeah.
So went back and said I had changed my mind.
Wow.
But yeah, there you go.
Jan
Spillane here in Kerry.
Jenny had a pet crocodile.
Jenny, that is just absolutely insane.
There was a period of time in the 80s in New York where alligators became a big thing, right?
Yeah.
Alligators. People used to buy alligators. But then what happened was they couldn't control them in the apartments. This is all true, so I'm not making this up.
You are.
Yeah, so they started flushing the alligators down the toilets, right?
And a hazy stuff. No, we never do that to any pets.
This is absolutely true, but the alligators survived, right? So for years in the late 80s, the sewers in New York were filled with alligators. They could never work out, how's an alligator in New York? And they realised that there was this trend for having pet alligators.
Yes, and that's obviously how the Ninja Turtles.
It's exactly how the Ninja Turtles came about.
Yeah.
They're turtles, they're not
alligators. Yeah, yeah, no, I know, but they kind of transitioned from the alligator.
Into the turtle.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, seriously, that's the story behind the turtles.
They got flushed down a toilet.
Yes.
Oh, right, okay, I didn't realise that.
Yeah.
Okay. But no, the alligator story is true.
So are the turtles.
Okay. Good
morning. They wake up Ireland every weekday. Here's another one of their best bits from this week. It's Colm and Lucy in the morning from Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Lucy.
Yes, he.
I don't really hear you blow your nose.
That is a ridiculous thing to say. Like, of all the ridiculous things
that I've said.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you don't hear me. I'm not actually really a nose
blower. No. So of, let's say, you, me and Jeremy, producer Jeremy.
Oh, Jeremy's a problem.
Thank you. There we go. So even he was saying that in school, they knew him.
It's
they knew
right.
him from his nose blowing.
Yeah. But I don't know if it's, I don't know if it's right the way he does it.
Okay. So the noisy nose debate has kicked off
right.
online, right?
Okay.
Sarah Jane posted this. Mm-hmm. So let's see where we sit. There's this guy I sit next to in work who's in his mid-40s. He's really nice and I get on really well with him 99% of the time.
But
he blows his nose so loud it drives me crazy. I've said it to him before. I have to deal with the public on the phone most days. There was one day he did it while I was on a call and the lady actually started laughing and said, for goodness sake. I was mortified. I had to apologise on his behalf.
Yes.
But I spoke to him. Today he did it again while I was on three different calls.
No.
Do you really need to blow your nose like that when I'm on the phone? It's extremely loud. He just looked at me rather surprised and said,
it's extremely rude.
Oh, sorry.
Go on.
Now, apparently there is actually an annual contest that takes place where the noisiest nose blowers get together and compete.
Well, let's send Jeremy there.
Jeremy, you could win it first. You could bring back
the gold.
You could win the hamper and bring it back to us. Share it. So why is it that some people...
I don't know, but I it's not attractive. Jeremy.
No, it's not. Well, it's not attractive with anybody, you know.
No.
And per Sarah
Jane.
No,
even if Jamie Dornan did it, we'd all be annoyed.
Would you have a problem if Jamie Dornan, let's say you're...
I have a problem with anybody doing it. I also don't like people doing it in front of me. I think people need to go to the bathroom.
Or just disappear around a corner.
Yeah, but I can hear Jeremy in here from out there. Jeremy, just give us a blow. Just blow your nose.
Okay, so from there.
No, from there.
Just listen. That's through a sealed window.
It's like a trumpet. Can you hear that?
Of course I can hear that.
Like, we are in a sound booth studio.
Yeah. Go on again. Give us one more. Look, his face has gone red.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Go on. You should be embarrassed.
So over here, there's two sets of glass.
Yeah.
Bang on the other side.
And we have. Like, honest to God, I would worry about him getting piles.
Yeah.
Or burst blood vessels.
Oh, you can burst a blood vessel in your head.
Yeah. Remember when I had my bloodshot eye?
Right.
Before I got my blood pressure checked, which thank God was okay.
Yeah.
People were asking me, did I sneeze aggressively?
Or blow your nose.
But I can't believe Jeremy doesn't go around permanently looking like a vampire. I'd rather someone to blow their nose than pick it.
Yes, in fairness, I would. Yeah. So
I'd pick it and eat it.
Oh, no!
Is the next step that we're not going to ever talk about again.
Never.
Who are you banging the window at?
It's to try and get out. No.
Right.
People want to get in on air disaster. Did you ever have a particularly bad air disaster? Because you would have had many
styles. I had a red mullet.
What?
Yeah. On Podge and Rog. I went through this weird...
Was this for real or was this just for TV?
This was for real. And I was my sister's... Actually, I asked my sister when she sent us in a photo. At the time, I was a bridesmaid at her wedding.
Anna's?
Yeah.
Right.
And I had a bright orangey-red mullet.
Did you dye your hair orangey-red?
Went to the hairdressers and said, look, let's try something different.
Wow.
And that's what we went for.
So were you on...
She's in school now, it'd be too late.
Were you on Podge and Rog with that?
Yeah.
Surely there's still some pictures around online.
Yeah, I'll have a look.
Jeez, that sounds horrendous. How long did that last?
A bit of months.
Right. Okay, well, that's good. Well
Thank
done.
Thank you.
I had a hair disaster very recently, Lucy Kennedy.
Oh, no.
No.
Hazy.
I'm blaming you.
I told Hazy to get Just For Men. Next thing I know is he's come in with full red hair.
It wasn't red, in fairness. It wasn't red.
It was orange.
It was orange, it was orange.
I don't know how that happened.
Yeah. No, I still blame you.
No.
Donna says that young men are getting perms now.
Yes. Guys, I think you're on the right thing. The perms are definitely coming back.
There you go.
I had a perm in the 90s.
Yeah.
And a few months ago, my cousin said she wanted to get a perm.
Mm.
But mostly in boys. Boys really want perms now over the soccer players.
Wow. Okay.
Right.
So that's
okay. So that is ahead of me.
So we had all of that over the years. Every single summer, the new look. So it's all ahead of you now. Mary had her first perm when she was 12.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah.
I remember getting my first perm. I was 12. Yeah, I know, I was very young. My mom was quite cool at the time. Oh, my God, the state of it. And then I got a couple of more after that. But in the early 90s and the late 80s, perms were really in fashion. And I remember I used to use a bottle of mousse a week in my hair to keep my hair curly. It was absolutely disgusting.
It's a lot of mousse.
And my hair would be really, really crunchy and extremely flammable.
Crunchy. Oh, flammable.
Crunchy hair.
Crunchy and flammable hair. Joanne actually appeared on television with a perm.
Good morning, Colm and Lucy. It's Joanne here.
Oh,
no. I remember back in 1991, I had my first baby
He was born on Wednesday and went on winning streak on the Friday night.
Oh no.
With Mike Murphy.
No.
And I'm not joking, you think I was after being rented out of Dublin Zoo. You want to see the mop on me. It was poodle hair.
Oh, I love it. Rented out of Dublin Zoo. That's a new one. That's a new one. I like that. I'm gonna use that one.
Good morning.
They wake up Ireland every weekday. Here's another one of their best bits from this week. It's Colm and Lucy in the morning from Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
So we're talking about inappropriate hugging. And everybody's big into hugging. Dave wants to talk about hugging. Go, Dave.
Good morning, Jerry. Me, Colm, Lucy, Dave here from the Cork 24.
Hey, about
inappropriate hugging. So yeah. My partner, Jen, her family are all huggers. Hugging you in the door, hugging you out the door, hugging you going to the toilet. Huggers. And then my family, I grew up with no hugging, no physical contact.
Oh.
Just a hello, how are you kind of thing. But on one of the first times I met Jen's family, and they were all saying goodbye, and I was in a sweat because I could see them all hugging, and I'm an awkward hugger. I don't do the physical hug contact thing.
Yeah.
But so they were all hugging goodbye, and then I was eyeballing the dad, because I knew he's a real hugger, like. And then I walked up to him, and in front of everybody, I put both my hands on either side of his waist, and like just like an awkward teenager going in for a school dance. I was. He was like, "Okay, Dave, what's happening here?" Like in front of the whole family, and they all laughed. And I went bright red. But that's my inappropriate hugging experience.
Lorna wants to jump in on this as well. What have we got, Lorna?
Yeah, I wouldn't be a really big fan of hugging. I think it's because when I was a child, I was forced to hug every aunt and uncle that came into the house or even neighbour. Yeah. Oh, go on, hurry on there and hug them now before they go. I used to hate it.
Do you remember when you had to hug an old aunt and she smelled of mothballs?
Good God, Hazy, that's not right. Or she'd spit on your face.
And the handkerchief and start to clean you. Yeah,
I'm a hugger. I'm not a fighter. I'm a hugger. Okay. Any excuse to hug and I'm getting in there.
Well, we can do this tomorrow because it's a real Friday piece. So they've just released who most people try to do, okay?
Yeah.
And these are the easiest voices.
Hazy, you wet my whistle.
Who, that was Marilyn Monroe, was it?
No, stop. Go on, you do one.
Well, if I do one, well, you know who this is.
Okay.
I will find you. I know you. I was born with a set of skulls and I will kill you. See you later.
Jerry Adams.
Yes, Jerry Adams.
Was it?
No, it was Liam Neeson.
Oh, well, then why did you do the wee Jerry accent?
It's Liam Neeson from North.
Liam Neeson does not sound like that.
Jerry's more like good morning, this is Jerry Adams.
This is what I can do very quickly.
Go on, you do one.
No, I'm not going to do anything.
No, do one. Come on, do one for us. Do it for the class.
Okay, I'm going to say the name and I want you to say, just give me a line as them, okay, Hazy?
You know I'm terrible at this.
I know, that's why it's funny. I'm too good at this. Jack Nicholson.
The truth. You can't handle the truth.
Liza Minnelli.
The truth! How does Liza Minnelli?
No, you, go, Liza.
Life is a cabaret, my friend.
Sean Connery.
Shaken, not stirred.
Akara. Celine Dion. Come back to the microphone.
Celine
Go on,
Dion.
Sing it, sister.
Quick, the ship is sinking.
No, she sings,
No,
Hazy.
Sorry. Quick, the ship is sinking.
It's ridiculous.
She's in Titanic.
Arnie. She's not in Titanic. She sang the song.
I'll be back.
Oh, for God's sake. Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, jeez. I should have bought a...
Happy birthday.
There you go.
Cher.
Nobody does Cher.
That's ridiculous. You can't just back out like that.
So you want me to do
you
Cher?
Believe. What about Michael
You're
Jackson?
You're better than me.
Michael Jackson.
Can't.
Cher, mom. Shamon.
Elvis. Uh-huh.
Shamon.
And finally, Liam Neeson.
I just did Liam Neeson.
No, but that was Jerry Adams. Do Liam Neeson.
I will find you and I will kill you. I was born with a set of skills. The biggest set of skills you'll ever see.
Colm and Lucy in the morning. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
You liked all of that. There's lots more where it came from. From Monday morning, 6 to 10 on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Colm and Lucy in the morning.
The best bits from Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
And don't forget to like and subscribe.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.